here. You hold naflamatas yam ralif. You can lesh all was just what the boyma rov the kagregris besud rishayna. So we came out to what? If you want to find out to make sure it's a mum in the eye when it drips a lot of tears, that's be this type of medicine, type of jistrua. So we came out and have to eat it like for 3 months. So in Morovi has a shala that we said have to eat the kagregris, size of a dried out date. So shala was kagregris besud rishayna. The first meal of the day, is that enough? Because every day when it eats, you have to give it this type of shtrua to eat. Or duma maybe bechol suda suda. Like every day, every meal you give it to eat, he has to eat this shtrua first. Now, that's one shayla. Now, Im Timson, if you want to tell me that the suda rishayna, that you have to only feed him just the first meal of the day, so then, kaidu machila eliach lachila. Do you have to give him the shtrua to eat before the meal, or you can give it to him after the meal? Because koyde machila v'ademalalei, if you feed it to him before he eats the meal, you give him this type of shtrua for medicine. That's very good medicine. Ki samo like regular medicine, but the yachla achila mai, what's going to be the loch of after eating, after the meal, is this still a good refu or not? That's going to be a shaila. Another shaila is going to be koydim shtiya eliyachla shtiya. When should you give him this medicine, this shtrua teat, before he drinks or after he drinks? Now, kodim shtiya v'ademalele, if he takes it before he drinks, that's for sure going to be good. And that's the best thing to do. Kisawit, like they take the barley before they drink. But liyach hashtiya mai, that's going to be a shayla. Liyach hashtiya, after he drinks, then if you give him this medicine, like is that called good medicine or not? Another shayla is kosher or mutter. When you give him this medicine, he can give it to the animal, to this bechor, again, that has this running eye, so you want to try and heal him up. When you give him this medicine, should he be kosher tied up, or should he be mutter, should he be untied? So mutter vadi malale, if the animal is untied, that's much better, he's more at ease, it'll be easier for the refu to take place. But kosher mai, what's going to be if he's tied up, is that still a good refu or not? Now, levado oyim chaver, when we give the animal this bechor to eat this shtrua, should he be by himself, or should we have another animal there to eat together? If he eats with another behemah, avadah is better that way. Again, he's more at ease, it'll take more effect. But levade mai, what's going to be the loch if he eats by himself? Is this also going to be a good refu or not? Then the ear uvasoda. Should we give him teeth when he's out, when he's in the city, or when he's outside in the field? So basoda, when he's outside in the field, again, it's open ear, it's more better there, it's more geschmack. Vadi malle, it's for sure going to be better for him. But the ear mai, what's going to be the locker in the city itself? The ear mai, what's going to be? Now, boy Ravashi, Rav Ashi, this. Yeah, boy Ravashi, Im Tim Slim, if you want to tell me basoda, that it should be done outside in the field and not in the city, so then gina hasmuch liyir, what's going to be, if you have a garden that's near the city mai, like that's a little bit open ear, maybe it is better than just the city, or maybe no, it's not really a soda. So take it, this is all going to be sveikis, a sofik, whether this will be good proof it's a mum kavua or not. Then it says, Achlina ben Atignus Oimer, yeah, he said what, you have to be boidik, you have to check it out 3 times within the 80 days. That's on the first part of the Mishnah, we have this chavur. If you have the white spots in the eye, so it has to be there for 80 days, and you have to check it out 3 times. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, ubevat sheyeh mishaloshim. But then check it out, there should be like these 80 days, you divide up into 3 parts. At the end of each third of it, that's when you check it out. Again, because otherwise we're afraid, maybe in the middle of it healed up, went away, and then it came back again. So that would not be a mum. So you have to check it out equally in 3 periods. Boi minei Pinchas ach de mashmul mishmul. So Pinchas, the brother of mashmul, that's from Yeskum Shmuel. Ochav lo isasa. Let's say the Bechor ate this shtrua, and they didn't heal up. So we say now that's a proof to say it's a real mum kavua. So the question is, lamafrei hevi mumma? Do we consider as if now it was a mum all the time at the beginning, and therefore from the time it started to drip, it's called a mum? Or maybe no, mikanu labo hevi mum. It's only a mum from now onwards, not from before. So Moshe says, l'chur l'mayinav kamina, what's the difference? Like anyway, you can't be matet to shechted al sabachor until you have to be checked out. So what's the difference if it was a mum from before or not? So Moshe says, l'milmu b'fidyoinoi. Let's say somebody went to be poiderit. It was not by a bechor, by a regular korban. So locha was by a regular korban. When it becomes a balmum, you can be poiderit. let's say the eye started to tear, and somebody took money and he was paid his behema, the korban, on the money. So Iyam Rafina told me now, Lamafrei Hevi Mumam, that if we check it out now after eating this medicine, and still we see that what? And still we see what? That it doesn't heal up. So it's a mum. If we say it was a mum Lamafrei at the beginning, so then moil. The money then was a good pigeon. You're allowed to be part of the animal. It comes out the money has Kedusha now. So if you had Hanur and German from the money, you'd be over as a Mila. But the Mikanal above the mum is only to place Mikanal above from now onwards, and not from before, then lay moil. Then that you were played with before means nothing. At that time you had the right to be played with. We don't say it was a mum yet. The mum is only from now. So if you had enjoyment from the money that you were played with before, there would not be any Samila, Sata Shalomai. So Kori Shmuel called upon him Psochim Bezozel. As if to say Psochim is Pisayach, a lame person was able to steal something, means it doesn't usually happen. In other words, he asked me a very good question. I don't have an answer for this. He asked a good question. He's not sure. When is the mum? Is the mum chal the mafrei? Is the chal mikan labor? He himself was not sure. The other more says, choit moi by the nose of a bechor, shenikif, if there's a hole in the nose, or else v'shenif, shenifkam, there's a pgam, something was missing, or else v'shenif, that there was a crack. In the nose, there's also a mum. Svomoi, let's say the lips, shenikfo, there was a hole there, shenifkam, or something was missing, shenistakur, also these are mums by a bechor. Tore Rabbanon like this, nikvo chutm, that we said, there's a hole, went through the nose, if it went straight through, so it depends. Mi bachutz, if you see it on the outside of the nose, the hole goes through, harei the mum, that's called a mum. But mi bifnim, if it's only on the inside of the nose, like from one half to the other half, the wall that divides up the parts of your nose inside, if it appears the hole there, that's ain't a mum, that's not called a mum. Since you can't see it there, that's like a mokum shebeseser, it's not called a mum. Svosa shenikvot, say the lips have a nekiv. What's called the lips that we say that has if it has this hole, a crack on some mum, that's tura bro disifsei. So Rashi says, shura chitzena, the outside row. Tura is always like a row, bro is the outside one of your lip. Rashi kolema, chudish osafa, like the point of the lip. Velo rochva, not just on the thick part of your lip, but on the bottom part, a little bit like the pointy part of the lip. Over there, if there's a nistak or a nifkam, there's the mum. Places on the thick part of the lip, all heal up again, that's not called a mum. Now the Mishnah says, chutin hachitzainais, that's inside the mouth, type of his teeth there. So chutin hachitzainais, the outside teeth like, or chitzain, the chutin showing that the top of by the gums. Shenifkamu, if there was a begam, a hole, something's missing there. Vishayin gumamu, it was smooth down, so that's also called the mum. Now hapanim, what about the inside ones? Shenekru, the inside ones are only called the mum if the whole thing was uprooted. But if it wasn't the whole thing completely uprooted, it's not called the mum, it's inside, it's not because you can't see it. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigma Seimer, ein the boidkim in hatumus lefnim, you don't check out from the tumus inwards, because that's already called inside the body, it won't be called the mum there. Hatumus, Rashi says, that's like the big teeth, the back molars. Shinayim gedolim, the big teeth, gedolos, shekurin ministrin, shachas nirkishtayim, one looks like two. Those are the big molars. So when it opens up his mouth, where the molars, the back teeth are, that's, you have a mum there, it's not called a mum, it's too far back in. And he says also, v'yaf leyes hatumus, you don't even check out the tumus either. Rashi says, im nekru, hachutin kenegn lehevi mum. If the chutin, like next to it, was uprooted, there it's so far inside the mouth, there it's not called a mum. You can't see that, that's not called a mum. Now, tell me about a word like this. Hatumus. Eizel tumus. What does it mean to say the tumus? What does that mean? Minatumus lefnim. From the tumus insidewards. That's not called a mum. Or tumus atzma kalefnim. We'll soon explain what the price means to say. But the tumus, these molars, the big teeth, they themselves also considered like inside. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kufutsoi Omer, he says, "Ein shechtin el al hachitzoynes bavad, could only shecht on the chitzoynes on the outside ones. Is there is called the mum, not on the inside ones." Rashi says, "Hachitzoynes means shebiyem tzapeh, only at the teeth, they're in the middle of the mouth. But those, if you have a mum there, that's called a mum. But further inwards, it's not called a mum anymore. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna Seymer, ein mashkichan ala tiyumas kolika. We don't look about the tiyumas at all. So Rashi says, the afilu min amizbech l'nifso, it's not even possible for korban. The chlav is not a mum there. Because those two madregas, one madrega is that you could shecht it, or you could be poider it. And another madrega, even a smaller mum, will just make it, you can't use it for korban. He says a mashkuchan al tumas kolika, meaning that if the mum takes place by the molis, so that's not called a mum at all, and therefore you're allowed to, or it's even kosher for korban. Now the Gemara says, my korban, what does the price mean to say? The su, and secondly, Rabbi Shua ben Kufsoy, Hanatana Kamlach, where they're both saying the same thing, that you're not shechtan el al tumas bovad, el al chitzenis bovad. So we're saying the same thing as the Tana Kamma. So Morris says, really, that chasuri mechsa, something was missing over here. Rochi ketzon, this is the way it should be learned. A zeyu ha-pnimius, what's called the inside, the pnimius, that again, there's no mum there. Minat humus lefnim, from the molars inwards, anything a pagam or naked inside, that's not called the mum, it's too far in. The humus atzma, what about the molars themselves, anything around there? That's also klefnim. They themselves are also considered like inside, will not have a mum on it. Now, the medrum amurim, when was this said? Shenifkama v'shenigamu. Only if there was a hole there, something was missing there, or even if it got smoothed down, yigamu, like a whole piece was taken out from there. Avu nekru, but let's say the whole molus was taken out, the whole tumus was taken out, then shechtin, that's what the Tanakam holds. That if the whole molus was taken out, then you could shecht. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kuftsoyim, he says, ein shechtin el al chitzoynis, no, you could only shecht on a mum that happens on the outside of the mouth, chitzonius. Avo pnimius, the inside, shenekru, even if it was uprooted, even if the molars were taken out, mishka talayla shechtin, and no, you can't shecht, it's not called a good mum, you can't shecht, not if it's a bechor, and if it's a regular korban, you can't be proud of it. Avo lefsula nisso, but this much he does agree though, that if the whole molars were uprooted, it's called enough of a psul, a mum, that you can't bring it for korban. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Aymer, a mashgichan ala tiyumis kolika. We also know a mashgichan ala tiyumis kolika, that we don't care about the tiyumis at all, means to say that even if the tiyumis was necro, was taken out completely, v'afilu afsulu la yifso, did not even become possible to the mizbech, you're allowed to use it on the mizbech. So that's what the machlokes is. For these tiyumis, is it any type of a gam of a mum, or maybe it does nothing at all, it's not even possible for a korban. Now, boy Ravach, Ravach doesn't show what this. Boy Ravach, the Barami, Yesh mechusreva melefnim, or Yein mechusreva befnim. If the psul, if the mum of a mechusreva that's inside the body, something was missing. So outside you can't tell, you can't see it. Just inside something was missing. Is that called a mum or not? That's called either a mechusreva mevefnim, or Yein mechusreva mevefnim. Lamai, what's the halacha? Eila b'chor, if you want to clear about a b'chor, to say with some mum, you can shech the b'chor. The pasuk says, Pisech ha'ivreksiv. Mashru Pisech means if the animal is lame or it's blind. These are things that you can see on the outside. But if something that you can't see on the outside, just on the inside, that's not called a mum. Eila kodeshim, for korbin. Iveris also, the pasuk says, Iveris, a blind animal, a shofar, something's broken. So the chura, that's what passes it, but not something that's inside, ksiv. So most like this. True. If you want to know if something inside is missing, whether you could shecht the bechor because of that, or by regular korban, could you be poider it? Is it called a bamum? I'm asking, it's not. The other psukim said it has to be a mum shebegol that you could see outside. But kimi boiler, where's my shiloh? Liyasule. Does the korban become possible? You can't bring it for korban. That's my shiloh. The sule mai. The pasuk says, Tomim yulerotzen amarachmona. So dashin tomim in chisaron loy. Where is there a mum? Only if something is missing. What can be brought for korban? I mean, it says tom yiluotzen can only be brought if it's tom completely. Chisaron loy. But if something is missing in the animal, even though it's only missing on the inside, it's not fit to be brought for korban. That's my shaila. Or dumi, maybe no. Tomim yil rabbis. Kol mum lo yiboy. Yeah, it gets a bit like this. I do, maybe Tomim yil rotzoin ye kol mum lo ye boy. That's what it says. So ma mum avroi, just like the mum is on the outside, av chisor mavroi, who is in a chisor only means if it's outside. But a chisor is something is missing and inside, maybe we're not passing the korbin even for that korva. So that's my shayla. If something is missing inside, could you bring this for a korban or not? Now that it's not a trefa, but something is missing. So Toshma, come in here. The Pasuk says, V'yeshtei ha-kloyis. You have to burn like the two kidneys. V'loi bal-ku yachas. Not if the behem only has one kidney. V'loi bal-shalosh kloyis. Not if it has three kidneys. So mashpikil, if it has one or three, it's no good. I just called the chsor mibifnim to see, even though it's only missing inside, it's no good, you can't bring it for korban. For tan yidich, another braisa said, yesirene, we take it off, l'rabba is balkul yachas, that even though it has only one kidney, it's also good, you could be makrovit, you see, it's a makloikis. So more I thought to say, savru, we hold that the kuli yalma ain't beria biyachas. Everybody holds that there's no such beria, means not normal for an animal to have only one kidney. That about every normal animal has two kidneys. So mechzer choser. So for sure, when you see one, it's missing something. So what's the machlokes then? Lema, let's say, look, here's the machlokes over here. Tumasav chaser mivifnim shmei chaserin. So therefore, the animal only has one kidney. It's possible to be brought for a korban. It's missing something. Umasav, the one says no, it's kosher. Umasav chaser mivifnim loy shmei chaserin. It's not called a chaserin. Since it's only missing a kidney inside, that's not called a chaserin. So Moses says, "Amar Rabbi by Yosef could be no. The kula yam, everybody could agree. Yesh beria biyachas. I said there is a creature that could be. There is a type of an animal that it's normal for him just to have one kidney. Well, v'chsor mivufnim shemei chsorin. And everybody holds that the animal's missing really something inside. It's also called chsorin. So what's the machlokes? Is it like Asher? Kan kishen evro b'shtayim v'chosru. Then tak is posi can bring it for korban." Now, that we learned this kosher, kan kishin of Ros Biachas, who was only born, created with one kidney, mikoro. And therefore, that's why it's not a mum, that's why it's kosher. So it could be, again, you have no proof. Everybody could all maybe chsorim with name shmei chsorim. So here, that's the machlokes. So Moses says, no, that's not a good answer. V'adum yedisholosh ketoni. It says one, just like it says three. Mashal, just like when it says three. Mikoro pshita means that's the way he was born. He was born with three kidneys. So af achas mikoro. When it says that it had only one kidney, also means it was born that way. And still, some machlokes, if it was born with one kidney, is it kosher for korban or not? So what's the machlokes? So more says ella rather hocho biyesh beria mikoro kmitzvah. Give me that scoop for the machlokes. Whether it's possible to say there was an animal that was born, or it's normal for him to only have one kidney. Ma so biyesh beria biyachas. There is such a berry like that. Therefore, it's not called a mum, because it's normal for him to have only one kidney. Well, Masov, the other one says, no, ain't berry biachas. It's not normal for any animal to have only one kidney. Therefore, if you see an animal that has one kidney, it's called a chsar mibifnim, and because of that chsarin, oh, you can't bring it for korban. For Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan nomar, to Kuliyam, everybody could agree, ain a beria biyachas. Could be, no, everybody agrees. There's no beria, no animals born with only one kidney normally. If an animal is missing something, it is a psul. It is a mum. You can't bring it for korban. So what's the machlokes over here? If it was missing the kidney before the shchita and echnami, that's like a psul, you can't bring it for korban. But after we say it's kosher, means after you shechted it, that's when you lost one kidney. So now it's a shalik, could you still burn it or not? So we say, yes, you're still allowed to burn it. Even because since the shah shechita, you had the two kidneys there. So I ask the question, even so, uliyacha shechita kaidim kabbalah mishori. But if even though after shechita, you had two kidneys there, but before kabbalah sadam, one of them got lost, one of them was missing, Mishori is a kosher to bring this animal for korban. Like, could you still make this rikas adam and burn the amurim? I, the Omer of Zera says, Omer Rav, that had tsoirim oizena par, is somebody like splits the ear of a par. Rashi says it means kain moshiach liachas chito, a par that kain God has to bring. V'yachakach kibla damoi, and then there's b'shash chito, the korban was a good korban. After shchita, now somebody made a hole or made a slit in the ear. And then the Makabal Domai Postle, you know, the Korban is Postle. Shneimer, the Postle says, V'lokach midam ha-par, so we dashin ha-par shoyik far. You have to take the blood, the Kabbalah Saddam has to be on the same type of a par that was there b'shah shchita. Mashmi can't be missing anything from b'shah shchita to Kabbalah Saddam. So if you're missing the kulya, the kidney, it'll also be Postle. So verse is true. Ella rather the case like this. Ella kan shechoshu koidim Kabbalah, kan shechoshu liyacha Kabbalah. That we say it's kosher means it was missing the kidney after they made even the Kabbalah Saddam. So more still says it's still no good. Well, the Yacha Kabbalah, it's only missing after the Kabbalah, but Koydim's before you made the Zrika. Koydim's Zrika Mishori? Is it Mutter for the Korban? Is that Mutter? For your Tani, but not like this. The Postik says, Se Tomim Zocho Ben Shoni Yilachem. That was the Korban Pesach. It should be. Should be a seh, should be a tam, a zocher, and a ben shana yilachem. So we dashin shiyot tomim. This korban pesach should be tomim, should be ben shana, should be only 1 year old, not older. B'shah shchita. At the time of the shchita, you have to have all these things. Uminan, how do we know to say though b'kabbalah v'elochel v'yaziyah that even b'shah kabbalah sadam, and even b'shah lochel sadam, even b'shah zrikas sadam, also it has to be complete still, not a mum. Tam lem, the pasuk says. Yiyu, shiyu kol ha v'yosan tam, or ben shana, that the whole animal should still be a tam and a ben shana, not a mum, even b'shaz rikas adam. See, if it's missing one of its kulyas, it's like a mum, so it should also be posel. So where it says, Tirgumat, the case over here was a ben shana. The yikr will mark for the pony that it can't be more than a year old. It means from b'shaz shchita, even if left as rik, it has to be not more than a year old. But if it became a mum, that doesn't matter. Since you made a shchit in a Kabbalah, then the mum doesn't bother us. So Mora says, Hochinami mistabliz the svar also. The Tanya, because we learn like this. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Kol hazvachim sheba Torah, every korban, she nishtayim miyam kezayis boser. If you made the shchita, and you want to make this rikas adam, so you have to have some of the meat of the korban left over that you still burn it yet. So as long as there's a kezayis boser, or kizayis chelav, at least the kizayis of the fat is still around. The rest of the behemoth got lost and was burnt up. So you only have at least the kizayis of boser of chelav, then b'zorik ha-sadam. Then you let him make a zrik ha-sadam. So you see clearly, even though everything else was burnt up, the animal's not around. Ain't a chomum, godol mizeh. Still, you're allowed to make this zrik ha-sadam. So are you telling us before that it has to be the same matziv b'shah zrika? So shmamina, that's the proof. That has to be the same, the shazrika, that's only the age, it can't be more than a year old. But as far as the tam goes, no, even before zrika could be a bamum. Now the Gemara is, O mi kamidya, is there anything to bishash chit to have a ben shana, the time when you shech, that is called the ben shana, O bishash kabbalah v'yalocha, have a ben shtei shanim, and punk bishash to kabbalah v'yalocha, then it becomes 2 years old, how could that be? And the avmina is, you know, it starts the whole day. So a shchita and a zrika has to be the same day. You can't make it at night time. So how does he change your age? We know by a man you only change age at night time. That day, like your birthday, starts at night time. So how could the animal become like a 2 year old or in the middle of the day? So Mura says, yes, on my rob is Lysa Mura. Here there's a proof to say that Shoyah is a place to Kodeshim. By a korban, when the Torah says it's kosher the first year, that first year means from day to day, from minute to minute. If it was born 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so it becomes 1 year old the next year, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you made the shchita 11 o'clock, and you first want to make the zrika in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, that will be possible. Because the shah zrika now, the korban is more than a year old, that will be possible. But our core point, we don't have a proof to what we're saying about a mum, the animal's missing something inside, is that called with a mum or not? So Mursa Lema, let's take another Mursa Matos Tanoim. Pasuk says, Umoyich v'kosos v'nosuk, the chorus. That's by the beitzim of an animal. It's called a mum. If it's cut off or bruised there. So now, kulim beitzim. All these things are talking about by the beitzim. Divra Rebbe Yehuda, these are words of Rebbe Yehuda. So in Diyak is now beitzim v'loy, furthermore, beitzim v'loy begid. Only these things happen to the beitzim, not to the gid, the neighbor itself. Why? It was cut off. It should also be a mum. The aim of the Mursa says, rather, af beitzim. That all these things, moyach v'kosos, whether it's just bruised or crushed, applies not only to the gid, but even to the beitzim also. Tigger Rabbi, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Vaymer, Kulam Begid. No, all these things only apply to the Gid, to the Aver itself, but not to the Beitz and Teskels, not to. Rabbi Yossi Yehmer, Moyech Vekosis. It was bruised or crushed after Beitzim. That applies even to the Beitzim, that's also a Mum. Nosik Vekosis, that's it was cut off or slit. That's only in the Gid in the Beitzim Loy. That's not absurd by the Beitzim. So now what's the Machloikis? My love isn't it, Bok Viflugi, this is what the argument, Bok Viflugi. The mass of a chsormi bifnim, shmei chsorn. The chsormi bifnim is also called a chsorn. Therefore, by the beitzim, even though it's inside, but if it's bruised or crushed, so it's missing, the beitzim are missing, that's called the pkam, it's called the mum. Well, mass of the one that says no, it does not apply to the beitzim, it only applies to the gid, because still lo loy shmei chsorn. Even though you bruised and you crushed the beitzim, even though it's missing like, it's not called the mum, because a chsormi bifnim is not called a chsorn, so maybe that's the machlekes. So what says, no, but it is brua. Rabbi Yossi, Micah, so what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Ike Sarif, Rabbi Yossi holds, Chisarim Vifnim, Shemei Chisarim, that therefore even by the Beitzim it should be called a Mum, Afilu Nosik Vikaras Nami. Even if it was just cut in a slit, it should also be a Mum by the Beitzim. Vik Sarif, Rabbi Yossi, Shemei Chisarim, he holds, no, what's missing in the in part of the body, the inside, like the Beitzim, that's not called a Mum, Yisafilu Moyach Vikaras Nami Loi. Even if it was crushed, or it was bruised, it should also not be called a mum. So what does he hold? So Moses rather elohocho de mumim shebagoli kemiflegi. Here the machlekes is what's called the mum shebagoli. What's called the mum open that you could see. And Rashi has one gear, so the kuli yalmo chesarmi bifnim loy shmei. We'll tell how you go in Rashi. Whether it could be shmei or loy shmei. And the side of the gear should be kuli yalmo chesarmi bifnim loy shmei chesarmi. A man that pots the beitzim, la mishum chsorn, and la mishum mum, not because something is missing inside, because it's a mum right now that you can see outside, that's the machlekes. So good, the hocha be mum isha begolik kemifugi. Have you this savar, moich vechosos, heavy mumma, that if it was bruised, or it was crushed, that's called a mum, the michvitzin, because it's like crushed in, it's like shrunk in, so you can see it, that's called a mum that you can tell. Nosik vechoros, heavy mumma. Who are then nosif? Because also if it's cut or slit, it's also called the mum. That's li in the hanging, so you could see it as the mum. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Sava moich v'kosos lehevi mum. And know that by the beitzim was just crushed. That's not called a mum. Why? Timikora nami zimni the michvitzah. Because even before, sometimes also the beitzim might get shrunk or get shivered inside. That's not called a mum. Nosif v'koros, it was just cut off like slit, a little bit levi mumah. The Mikoran Nam is into the Tlian, sometimes before also, it's just like hanging, and therefore it's not a mum that you could see. We have Yossi Savano, Moyach Vachosas, every mum, if the Beitzim were crushed or bruised, that's called a mum. Doles Nayu, like they're not here altogether. Rashi says Vachsarni, that's called like a Chsarni, they're not here right now. Nosti Vachos, the sack is just like slit, cut there, like hanging, like heavy mumma. Doles Nayu, because the mice are here. Started just hanging a little bit, like slip there a little bit, that's not called a mum. So again, Kitzvah Gemara is not pressure the Shiloh where there is Chsormi Bifnim, if it's missing something inside that you can't tell, you can't see it, and that's called with the mum and out, the Gemara is not pressure the Shiloh. Here, these Shilohs are all, if these things are called mumim Shabgoli, that you could see these mumim, yes or no. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Nifkam Hazubin? Rashi says that Zel Nirtak Shakis Kavaboy, or the Gid. By a behemoth, it's Gid, the Ava there, when it's a long Ava in the behemoth, and it's surrounded by a sack, or a bag. So the bag that goes around the Ava, that bag like, that kiss, Nifkam, if there's a hole there, something was missing, or your area Shanakeva, it means the Makam by a female, by its Ava there, also if there's a Pagam there, that's also called a Mum. B'mukdoshim, now by a female is no din b'chor, so it means by a regular kachin, if the female has the pagam by its erev, that's called a mum. Nifkam hazonuf, let's say the tail of an animal has a hole that something's missing there, so mina etzem, only if some of the bone is missing. Avloy mina perik, if just like between the perik, when just the meat itself is missing, that's not called a mum. Or else, or shirosh zonuf mefatzil, or else if the tip of the tail is like peeled off, take off the skin until you can see the first part of the bone, that's also called a mum. That one don't heal up anymore, that's called a mum. Another thing is oishayesh boso mechuyu lechuyo mole etzpa, means the tail is made up from bones and there's space in between of meat. So the space in between has to be less than an etzpa, than a finger. But if it's the size of a finger, of a thumb, that's also called a mum. That's not normal. That's called a mum. Nifkam v'loinito. That we start saying is the zubin. That's only if there's a pegam there, if there's a hole there, but not if the whole thing was taken off. Kis also v'loy zachros. That we say there's a pegam only in the kis, in what goes around the yaver, but not in the yaver itself. In the zachros itself, there, even though there's a pegam, a hole, that will grow back again. Tani nam yochum, remember this also, that nitkam only if a hole took place there, v'lenito, not if the whole thing was taken off. If the whole kis was taken off, that's not a mum. Kis, and even when you have a hole there, that's only in the kis itself, but v'lo zachros, not in the yaver itself. Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Amshulam, Maisa once happened.